Good morning. How is everyone this morning? What? I got a text message this morning. I felt like we should pray about this when we start too, but somebody sent me this morning. It said a prayer request. They said 23 Korean missionaries are kidnapped by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Yeah, and the kidnapper said that by 10:30 p.m. that they are, if their demands are not met, they would start killing people.
Senior pastors are being killed.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with Bianca. She's in South Korea. They're from Korea. There's 23 people that are the senior pastors being killed in United States. And they're all medical students from Korea. They're on the summer mission in Afghanistan. And they went to the medical mission. And they were found out that they were Christians. And so the Korean government is trying to intervene. But Islamic law.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you want to interpret?
Yeah. Okay.
Just tell the summary, and then. Okay.
They're all medics.
Why the Shiawal? Why the Shiawal didn't see any medical whenever to say that from like in Dean, and then Hamala, then again, you know, I don't know Christian. They belong to then Pashtam Pela.
Because we're the body of Christ, and the body is everywhere. And so we also, by the power of the Spirit of God, have the ability to pray for brothers and sisters all over the world. Nationalities mean nothing. There's one body, one Christ, and we're all part of that. So let's pray for that before we begin, and then we'll go in. Father God, we thank you, Lord, this morning, Father, that we can boldly come before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the power of your Spirit, Lord God, that is Lord over all, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the world that you allow us to live in, Father. Lord, because you are destined for us to be your ambassadors in this place. And right now, Father, we remember those, Lord, that call themselves by your name, those that walk with you, Father, those that are in trouble right now. Lord, we pray, Father God, as a body of believers in this place, Father, that you would intervene, Lord God, on behalf, Lord, of your children.
Yes.
Father, we pray, Lord God, right now that you would still the hands, Father, Father, of those that would rob, steal, kill, and destroy, Father. Lord, that you would steal their hands, Father, that they would not be able to do anything, Father. Lord, that they would not, that their works wouldn't work, Lord, their bullets wouldn't fire, Father. Lord, their hands, Lord, would be pinned to their sides. Father, we pray right now, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would still them, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you would intervene, Lord, in this situation, even as you intervened, Father, on behalf of Peter, Lord God, when Herod had destined him to die, Father God. You intervened on behalf of your church. And Lord, we pray again, Lord, this day, that you would do the exact same thing, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you are in control. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that there is nothing, Lord God, that passes through, Father, that cannot happen, Lord God, unless you allow. So Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name, that Lord, that you would intervene in this situation, and that all that would see it, Father, would realize that it is you, Lord God, that did it. So thank you, Lord God, that we do not need to be anxious about anything, Father. But in all things, Lord, with prayer and supplication, we can make our requests known to you, Father. So we don't worry about this, Lord God. We don't take this upon ourselves, Lord, because it's not even ours to carry. But Lord, we give it to you, Father. And we pray, Lord God, that you would be God in this situation, that you would show yourself strong. And Lord, that you would put silence, Lord, in the hearts of wicked men, Lord, that they would be terrified because they would realize, Lord, that you are in control, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for them, Lord. We do pray for those that are, Lord, that the families around the world and those people, that you would just minister to them even now, Lord God, that they wouldn't worry, Father, but they would trust you. And Lord God, as we this morning would open up your word, Father, as we would look into your scriptures, Father, we pray, Lord God, that the spirit of truth that leads and guides us into all truth would be with us this morning. Father, we pray that you would minister the hearts of every person here. And Lord God, I just decrease, get out of the way, Lord God, so that your spirit would have free reign. Lord, we just leave every care, every burden aside, Lord God, and we come before you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I think it's a Native American proverb that said, it's either Native American or Chinese, but it says, may you be blessed to live in interesting times. I don't know if there's a single translation for that. But we live in very turbulent and also very exciting times. I think of all the different times in history that we could have lived when I look back and I read, and I'm so glad that we live today. Because we live during a time where so much is happening and the Spirit of God is doing so much as well, if you have eyes to see. So it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. Now for the world, it's a very terrifying time to be alive. Because for the world, everything they have trusted in will fall apart. And when that happens, they will realize that all that they built themselves upon was vanity. So God is God. He will not be mocked. He will not be denied. This whole world is His creation. And the world that we live in is the world that God wants right now. See, sometimes we look around and we see all the trouble and all the turmoil and everything going on, and your heart gets heavy because the Spirit of God is in you, but still God wants this reality the way it is right now for a reason. So scriptures in Matthew 24 talk about it being like birth pains. So the escalation of wars and famines, earthquakes, floods, violence, wars against nations, all of this taking place, And God knows this and God allows for this. Because there's also divine purpose in all of this taking place and all of this happening. Scriptures tell us that all creation is groaning with eager expectation for the sons and the daughters of God to be revealed. Part of that revealing process is all that we go through during our lives and our time here. We come through that and the Spirit of God brings that out. He manifests us to the world. So don't be afraid of the things that you see around you with your natural eyes. You must see them from the dimension of spirit. Because the world will always be looking for a safe place. The only safe place is in Jesus Christ, and that's a spiritual position. Okay, John chapter 14. And let's read verses 1 through 7. I'll do the English today too, because we have some more guests. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And wherewith I go, ye know the way, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Okay. So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? Okay. He's the way where? Where are we going? Eternal life? Where are we going? You know, sometimes you get in the car and somebody, the first thing you want to know is, where are you going, yes? Because Jesus also said, now this is eternal life, that you may know me, the one true living God, or that you may know God and His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, John 17:3. So, eternal life began when you came into the knowledge of who God is, and that was alive in you. So you are in eternity now. So if we are in eternity now, then where is the way? The way, where are we going? Because that word even means a road.
ඇත්තටම එතකොට දැන් ජීවනය තියෙනවා නම් මේ සදාතනය කියන තැන අපි ඉන්නවා නම් ඉතින් මේ යන මාර්ගය කොහෙටද කියන එක.
So the way to where? Where are we going? What is all of this about? Wouldn't you like to know? Okay. To the Father. Yes, that's part of it for sure. Okay, verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Okay. Already this morning we just discussed a situation going on in the world where many people are troubled. Jesus, before the very first, the chapter right before this, he's talking about being denied by his disciples and getting ready for his own crucifixion. So Jesus was about to go through a lot of trouble by the world standards for sure. So here's somebody about to be crucified telling everybody else, don't let your hearts be troubled. I'm always amazed by Jesus, just the way that he lived his life while he was here. Now the world and the world we live in is continuously more and more troubled. The scriptures tell us that the hearts of men will actually melt in fear because of what they see coming upon the earth in the days ahead. But the difference between the children of God, the people of God, those that are in Christ, and the world is, you will even see in the exact same situation that comes upon them, one will have peace and joy and protection, and they will be in the presence of the Father, and the others, everything will come apart for them. So why is it that one person will, two people will have the same thing happen to them? Two people will be diagnosed with the cancer. One will have the peace and the presence of God, and the other one, their whole world is shattered. So the scriptures tell us, guard your heart above all things, for out of it comes the issues of life. So we are encouraged to protect the core of who we are from all that's coming around us. When we talked last time about the seed is the word, remember? And we talked also about the operation of free will in the reception and receiving of the word of God. We make that decision. God allows for the exercise of your free will. But he also stands at the door of people's hearts and he does knock. So the free will decision is open the door of someone's heart for Jesus to come in and guard it from all that rest that's coming around. Let him set the order inside. Okay. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it
මෙතන කියනවා උන්වහන්සේගේ මගේ පියාණන්ගේ ගුහයේ බොහෝ වාසස්ථාන ඇත්තේ කියලා.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
එසේ නොවේ නම් මා විසින් උඹලාට කියනවා ඇති කියලා දෙනවා.
So if there was no room in heaven, Jesus said, I would tell you there's no room for you.
එසෝසි කියනවා අනිකම ස්වර්ගයේ ඉඳ තිබුණේ නැත්නම් එහෙම මම ඒක උඹලාට කියනවා.
So you know sometimes people are worried about all kinds of Jesus is like, look, if there's really a problem, I will tell you about it. See, I like God. I don't just love God, I really like Him. Because, you know, some people like, you know, they love somebody, but they may love someone, but they don't really like them. They just love them because they're supposed to. But I really, really like Him. Because Jesus told us many times, He said, look, here's what you should focus on, here's what you should put your efforts into, and this stuff over here, you don't have to worry about this. So Matthew 6, where he says, you know, don't worry, don't be anxious about the things the world are anxious about, your food, your clothing, your necessities. He said, put the kingdom first, I'll take care of those. Is there anyone here that's been following Christ with their whole heart where those needs have not been met? Big group today, raise your hand. No one. Because God is true. Oh, the needs weren't met. God didn't meet something. So you had a need that God didn't take care of. Okay. Do you mind sharing? Your husband is not a Christian. Okay. Alright. One set where God talks about the necessities that we have, where He promises to take care of those. There's another thing which is the turning of hearts to the Father, and that is a work of the Spirit as well. The work of the Spirit is that says that no one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws them. And we also know there's a veil that's put over people's faces so that they can't see. But we trust with the Father, with people, that He opens their eyes. And so that's what we pray, is we pray that the Father would open their eyes. Because also God gives the need when it's needed. Sorry. Go. Yeah, sure. Can you catch? I'm sorry, that's too much. Everything's not over yet. Yeah. I'll share something with you. I one time was praying for a friend for 14 years before God opened his eyes to him. So I started praying for him as a kid. So, and sometimes we don't also see all that's going on around us, because what happens sometimes is people will say, okay, someone has not come to church and they have not said the sinner's prayer and they have not done all these rituals that man has made up. But God says in His Word that He will not lose even one of those that are His.
උන්වහන්සේගේ වචනේ කියනවා උන්වහන්සේ එක්කෙනෙක්වත් අතාරින් නැහැ කියලා උන්වහන්සේගේ.
So you don't have to worry about it. It's not a concern. All you need to do, you pray about it and you leave it before the Father. You trust the Father that those that are His, He opens their eyes and they come to Him. So the agony that we go through for that sometimes is also that birthing process. Does that make sense? Because, see, even now, what we're living out is already, God already knows it all. So when we read the end of the Bible, we see all of this stuff, there's no surprises. But we still, He still wants us to live this thing out. He wants us to go through it for the sake even of the freedom of our own souls and our own spirits. This is how we work out our salvation in fear and trembling. So we, though we exist in it, He wants us to go through it. He wants us to go through all of this with Him. Okay. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions, many states of existence, many places of residence, many different, there's so many variations in this." See, we still sometimes we think of everything in the worldly sense, in the three-dimension sense. So we think, oh, okay, there's a house in Colombo 7. That's, Jesus says, I have a lot of those. No. In the dimension of spirit, which is what's inside of you, the spirit that's in you, when that goes on from this body, you go into an entirely different dimension. And you leave this world of time that we're all bound in, that we all see right now. And when we come into that in Christ Jesus, we come into a place where there's many states of existence and stages and adventures that the Father has for us. So people sometimes think, okay, when this life is over, all you'll do is sit on a cloud with a harp and you'll just play for the next hour. They think when this life is over that you just go sit on a cloud somewhere. No. Life and the adventure of life goes on throughout. And you continue to grow throughout all eternity, and as the Father wills and as the Father purposes, but you leave the dimension of time. Okay. So Jesus, when He said, "I go again and I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there ye may be also." Now Jesus did this. He has done this and He will do this. See, sometimes people, we have to shift out of, again, seeing things from the linear, from, okay, now it's 1995 and then 1999. Jesus has already accomplished this. He already accomplished this. He already has done what He said. So the place was prepared for us even when the cross was finished, the veil was rent, and we could come to the Father. He said, you need that no man teach you, the Spirit will teach you when He comes upon you. That's happened. Paul said, we are seated in heavenly places. This is already taking place. So you already exist in eternity, and yet with the struggle we have sometimes is we're only conscious of this reality. But we are multidimensional creations. We exist in states just even as the Father has designed us that way. But that's unlocked in us by the Spirit of God. When He comes in, He opens that up inside of us. So again, Jesus said that the scriptures tell us that God does not live in temples made by human hands. And the kingdom is within. So we have this operation going on. There's much more going on in everything that's happening around us than what we can see with our eyes. Okay. And let me go back to something we talked about a little earlier. Do you remember this? You remember Jesus is the Alpha, the Omega? The author and the finisher? So He's a state of existence that we come into when we come into Christ. Okay? And so when we come in here, when we come into Christ, we are part of the priesthood of all believers. Okay, no one lords over anyone else. People have different responsibilities in the body of Christ, but this is God's design. You come into Christ, you are a new creation in Him, and you have one high priest who is Jesus. So He is a state of spiritual existence that we live in during our time here. So John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they may know God. So we know God and Jesus in this place. But we're also going somewhere. This is also a road. This is a vine. He is the vine. We're the branches. But it's also a road. So we are going somewhere. The world is going somewhere too. The world is going that way. Because scriptures again say in Proverbs 14:12, it says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but it, in the end leads to death. So the ways of the world continuously destroy, not just them physically, but spiritually they die. The dreams they have die. And everything in them dies when they go away separate from the Father. But where is this road leading? The one that Jesus has us on. Life. Okay. Life. Very much so. Alright, one of the things, one of the places that is leading us is this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true living God. So it's leading us into life. So Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly, that we may have the abundant life. That's the path we're going on with Christ, is abundant life. So one, okay, abundant life. Alright, another one is God is leading us on this road out of the illusion of the world. See, the world that we are born into is an illusion. Where is everybody that was around 200 years ago? Has anyone seen them? They're not here anymore. They have gone on into reality. We exist right now in the illusion. And Jesus, when He comes into this illusion, and He joined us here when He came and took on flesh like us, He said, alright, I'm the way out of this. If you want a way out, here it is. So there's a massive battle going on in the world for your mind. And the goal is to capture your mind and your thinking and your thoughts to keep you from ever coming out of the illusion. So to keep you worried and perplexed and wrapped up in the cares of this life, so you never ever can come into a place where you come out of it. But Jesus is the way out of the illusion. And He's the way into true reality now. So you can see things from His perspective. You can see things from the vantage point of eternity today. So He's the way out of the illusion. Okay. Jesus is also the way out of, He's the way of the emancipation or the freedom of your own soul. The freedom of your own soul. Your own spirit. I'm testing the translation these days. Jesus is the way for the setting free of your own soul throughout the life that you live. So Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 tells us to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, yes? So you have to, as an individual, work this thing out with God. So your prophet can't do this for you. Your evangelist, your pastor, your home cell leader cannot do this for you. You have to work out your own salvation with the Father. Jesus is that road to do it. And the issue that people have is so often they don't want to be the ones to do it. Someone else do it for me and tell me what to do. I used an example on Wednesday in Luke chapter 7 verse 33, where Jesus said, "For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he hath the devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners." So both of these men came in two completely different ways to the world. And both of these men, the world didn't accept them. So one of them came one way, the other one came almost seemingly the opposite way. Both of them, they found some fault with them and said, but they could not see the spirit behind them. So here is the very Son of God and John, who he testifies about, saying there was at that time that there was no one greater born of women than John. But wisdom is justified by all her children, verse 35. So wisdom is what is comes out of the fruit of, the byproduct of, is you can see it out of that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So the emancipation, the freedom of your own soul is one of the things that happens on this road with Jesus. And so John will come one way, Jesus will come another way, Stella will come another way. You will come the way that the Father takes you on that road as you follow Him for yourself.
Amen.
And who you are will never be accepted by the world, no matter how you do it, unless you cross to their side. But you as an individual must be true to the way the Father reveals Himself to you and the path He takes you. So in this path, in this freedom of your soul, there is pain along that path. There is difficulty, there is trials, but in those trials, the Father is right there with you. And He is shaping and creating and molding you the way He would have you to be, even in all of that. Okay, so where is this road leading again? So, it's also leading to the freedom of your own soul. Okay. It's also the birth of your true self. The same things. Birth of who you really are comes in Christ. The birth of your true self, who you really are. So, Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Unless your eyes are open, unless you, the Spirit in you is born, you can't see what's really going on. So, He is that road for that. And then from there, you don't just stay born, you grow up. So people always asking, are you born again? I want to know, have you grown again? Because Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. If we remain in Him, His words remain in us, we grow. We manifest into what the Father has designed us to be. Sometimes I will visit places I haven't been for 15 years and people are in the exact same thing. There's been no growth spiritually, mentally, physically, they got a little bit. But He's the way of new life, and He is the life that manifests in you, so you grow up into the fullness and the stature and the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. He does that here. So He is the way for the birth of your true self. Okay. Yeah, we don't want to go this way. Alright, and I'll give you one more. He is also the way within yourself. Jesus said in Luke chapter 17 verse 21, He said that the kingdom is within you. Oh wait, yeah, 17 verse 21. Let's see here. Okay. Oh wait, hold on. Yeah. Let's read verse 20. It says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." So the path also leads within. And so Jesus on that path, what you have is you have the conclusion of every war in your soul is finished with Him. The wars that are going on the inside, you have the conclusion of those in Jesus. So the every fear, every concern, every worry, all the struggles with the flesh, all those things that people have, you see the conclusion on that matter in Christ Jesus. And the core of your spirit is released in Him. You realize as you go within, in where Jesus is, when He came into your heart, you realize there is nothing outside of Him and it's just Him. You realize that He is and we are not. That we exist because He is, because of Him. And there is nothing outside of Him. So we don't have to even worry about everything outside because all things are in Him. Okay. So all of this, all of these wonderful things happen on the road. And Jesus, again, when He spoke to His children, He said, "Now this is eternal life. This is that path. This is that way, that they may know You, the one true living God, and Your Son whom You sent, Jesus Christ." John 17, verse 3. So as you walk out that relationship with the Father, as you live out that life with Him, these things happen. These stages take place. So we go from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. And we don't worry about all that's going on around us. We leave it before Him and we continue on the road with Him. Okay. Good place to stop.